This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I like the other man.
Okay, interesting song choice. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Vampire Diaries AfterBuzz TV After Show, Season 7, Episode 2, Never Let Me Go. I'm your host, Tiana Hobson, and joining me tonight, I have my lovely co-host. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Katie Campbell, and you can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell.
And I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter at SamD43.
And I'm Jordana Morphin. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
And then we got this other girl over here on the couch. Y'all asked for her back. I don't know why, but we listened to you. And who are you sitting on the couch tonight?
I'm Roxy Stryer, and I'm going to tell you guys how it is right now. This is the honest to God truth. I was kicked off this panel. I was kicked off, and you guys asked for me back, so they really had no choice. You know, it was a big deal. And they said, you know what, we got to, for 1 week only, though. You're only invited for 1 week.
Roxy, I want you to tell the actual truth now, because you know everyone's going to come after us.
They're going to be so
like,
mad.
Why would you get rid of Roxy? Oh, she was the best part of the show.
I stand by that story.
Okay, you guys can listen to Liar Roxy if you want to.
We didn't kick her off.
Tiana, if you're going to call me Liar Roxy, call me Liar Stryer.
Liar Stryer, okay. Rhyming has never been my thing, so...
happens,
you get what you get with me. Let's talk about tonight's episode. Thank you for coming back with us tonight, Roxy.
In all seriousness, I really am so excited to be here. You guys know I love the show. And I'll try to pop in as much as I can.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Rox. No, thank you guys.
So a lot of stuff kind of happens tonight. And it's a lot of little things because we were trying to come up with our topics and I was like, there's so many things, but it was all like, everyone's off on their own doing their own thing. So let's start with Alaric, because he has this Phoenix Stone, which at least we now know what it is that he has. Mm-hmm. Because we know last week we saw it and we were like, what is that? So the Phoenix Stone is it has resuscitative powers, which made me think of Harry Potter and the Resurrection Stone. But maybe that was just me.
Nerd alert.
So he's trying to use that to bring back his dead wife. And I know that Bonnie, like, takes it and holds it, and she sees all these flashes of just bodies being torn apart and people dying, and it looked like they were being, like, tortured.
And the exes were coming out in those scenes.
Yes.
In those visions.
What did that mean? It was very confusing to
me. So, last week we saw a little bit with the exes coming out on people. So, I think it's just bringing it all back. And we know that Lily's looking for this... Stone. It was Lily last week who was looking for it, right?
Who has one? Bo? Was that?
Bo has one.
And Stefan has one 3 years later.
Yeah.
We see that. Does Damon have one as well?
I don't think we saw.
You guys, this is too confusing for me.
This was intertwined, this whole storyline, though.
I would hope so.
Here's the thing. It's very confusing right now, but I feel like in about 2 or 3 weeks, it's all going to make sense, and they're just setting up something very epic, and they're dropping little hints for us throughout, and they're sprinkling it there, and it's enough for us to solve it, but they also have so much other stuff going on that we're not focusing on the right things with this story.
Really quick question. Last week when Lily was talking to Enzo about the stone, was this before Malcolm died or after? Because I'm wondering, does she want the stone to bring back Malcolm, or is it...
I would have to assume she wants the stone to bring back the sixth person.
But no, he's alive.
Oscar's alive, though.
But are you talking about because we saw in the previews?
No, because they talk about Malcolm being out on, like, a mission for Lily Oscar, that she's not telling the rest of them about.
Right.
She could be lying. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that Oscar... I think that's what probably happened, so Oscar might be dead, and that's why in the previews we see him alive, but I think Alaric maybe used the stone, or somebody had the stone used it. I'm not sure, though.
But, guys, with that being said, does the stone work on vampires?
That's what I'm wondering. If you have the stone work on you, does it give you the X as a scar?
And is that what wakes up Damon 3 years future?
No, he just
pulls it out. He pulls a dagger out.
But Stefan has the X.
No, it's not just... it definitely doesn't work on just vampires, because we see that it works on a human tonight.
Right.
But if they're trying to use it on a witch, that I would assume it would work on a vampire also. Mm-hmm. If it works on supernatural beings, it probably works on all supernatural beings.
Okay.
And that's assuming that she's trying to use it for one of her witches. She could have something else completely in store. We don't know what else was going on in 1903 or even later than that, when they were out, you know, living life and partying like it was 1999.
Maybe she just wants it just in case something happens and Oscar's actually looking for it right now.
That could be true too.
Well, when Bonnie, when she was talking to Alaric and, you know, when she saw those visions, I'm confused. When she saw those visions again, but she wasn't holding the stone with Matt.
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about that part, because I was confused too. So Bonnie tells Alaric, you need to destroy this because it's some dark stuff that we don't need to go down that road again with this dark magic stuff. And so then he destroys one, and he has the kind of cup fold with the acid that he was supposed to use. And I'm wondering if, because he was holding it and about to destroy it, if that's why, because Bonnie had touched it before and tapped into its inner powers, that she was then kind of connected to it and could see something.
It's telling her don't do this.
It's telling her something.
I didn't want him to do it.
I know, Katie. I wrote down in my notes, ask Katie why she doesn't want the dark object destroyed.
Well, you like screamed out of excitement and you're like, yes,
you didn't do it. What?
You're supposed to be this innocent, sweet little thing, so.
But I really like to know everything, and I feel like this stone is holding so many secrets, and I want to know them. And then we can figure out how to get rid of it, but let's figure it out first.
But what about all the bad that's going to come before we get to the answer that you want?
It's entertaining bad.
Yeah.
Keep us
entertaining
watching.
Bad, but what if we lose more people because of this thing?
Depends who. I mean, listen, I think we're all, like, ready for Matt to just go.
Yeah. Poor Matt.
No!
I said that at the end.
No, you? It's time. You don't want Matt to go?
Yeah. I think Matt wants to go, too. I mean, he's been through a lot.
I feel a little bad for him, though, because I'm friends with all of the supernatural beings, so I want them to be alive, you know?
Sorry. I'm just imagining Katie walking around in everyday life, like, with a vampire, a werewolf, a witch, just like, hey, guys, these are my supernatural friends. They're awesome.
Do you guys want a bloodbath? I have some in my purse.
But I just feel bad because I see his whole perspective on it. He keeps explaining why he doesn't, you know, want to be with the supernatural people, is because he's feeling bad for the humans, and he sees his entire life that he was growing up, and it's just not the same anymore, and people are dying, and he's seen death, and I feel bad for him.
It's not even that I want him to go, but I just don't get why he's here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I find just about no purpose for him anymore, which is frustrating, and I feel like the show has been chasing its tail for so long now, trying to give him a reason to stick around, but in actuality, it just isn't working. Like, he's kind of useless to us sometimes. Yes, tonight we had to kill him and all of that, but I think it's drawn out.
You have to have a human, though.
Yeah, you have to have a token human at this point.
Yeah, but he's really not, he's not even that, because if you can kill him and bring him back to life and whatever, like, you're doing all these test subjects, and at least last season he was like, I'm not doing magic to save my life. He was taking a stand against it. Now he's doing it, or letting it be done to him. I don't get what they're doing with him.
I think they might kill him off soon.
Well, he was allowing it to be done today because he was going to save Caroline.
Yeah.
The last time that he was refusing it was to save himself.
Right.
And so he was, you know, being a little less selfish right now, saving Caroline. He'll go along with it. But if it was himself, I'm pretty sure he'd be in the same kind of mindset.
But I think that he goes back and forth a lot because he says he doesn't want anything to do with them. He wants all vampires gone, and he has this hatred towards magic. But then when it's his friends affected, then it's like, okay, I'll make a pass for it. And the more he keeps making these passes and exceptions for things, the deeper he's into it and back to square one again where they've taken over. And especially with his body, that's why he got rid of the ring. He was like, I don't want this anymore. Like, I don't want anything supernatural. But then slowly he keeps like, okay, yeah, Bonnie, you can stop my heart for 10 seconds. Okay, and then, yeah, you can do this. Yeah, you can do this. And then the supernatural beings have taken you over again, Matt. And what happens then?
We've got really cool comments in the chat right now. I've taken over your position as chat mistress. Go ahead, you know. You can call me.
She's not as good as I was.
I certainly am not.
Cool.
I'm certainly not, but the chat is just as good as they have always been. Some of them, Kyle Kent says, let him go already, useless. Booby says, Lark is human now.
Did you say Booby?
Booby 69, right?
Yep, Boo 69 Bees.
yep, I remember you, Boobies.
Yeah, they say a Lark is a more useful human. Nicholas Kelly says, I want Matt to visit Nola. So we can send him over to the originals. Snake Doctor says maybe Matt is working with the ex-hunter and is the one that attacked Caroline. So a lot of cool thoughts.
Thoughts about Matt.
Here's the thing is that, like, the writers are so smart, and I know everything's been played out and has happened so many times, but they have him still there for a reason. And maybe they're, like, waiting for everyone to say exactly what we're saying for him to do something crazy.
It's a great point that you make, because now not only do we trust our writers because we've trusted them for 7 seasons, but we know that they know what's happening 3 years from now.
Yeah.
So if they're thinking that far down the line, then they got to know something.
Yeah.
That we don't know. But, like, Katie, I like to know everything, so.
So that's why we're keeping the stone around, I guess. And we've talked about Matt, but, you know, just to go into a little bit more of Matt, in the beginning of the episode, we see these two college kids kind of roaming around Mystic Falls doing their Blair Witch-style project, looking for supernatural beings, and because, you know, Mystic Falls has been deserted, and they don't believe what's going on, and that there's all these reports of supernatural activity. And the heretics kind of come out of nowhere and they're like throwing these kids around the forest, basically. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that caught me that this, what was his name? Ryan said after Amanda was first attacked, he's like, stay here. I'll be right back. I'm going to get help. What?
Yeah.
You're going to leave her there? First of all, that's just a horrible friend.
No, also, how does he think he's going to make it out?
Yeah, how are you going to find her again? Like, what's happening? Like, whatever just lifted her up in the air, choked her out, and threw her back on the ground, you don't think that by the time you leave to go get help and come back, that she's going to be long gone dead?
How is he going to help her?
I like that they threw this in, though, because it's really what people are doing these days.
Videotaping paranormal activity.
That's true, but if they were going to take it one step further, they should have been periscoping it. If they were periscoping it, it would have gone live to the world, and then I'm being dead serious, and then seeing the backlash of what that would mean for people seeing all this.
Or they should have been live tweeting.
Oh, you know, people would have been like, this is fake.
So, I don't know. It would have been crazy. Some people said it was fake. Then there have been conspiracies. Maybe people would have, the vampires would, or the heretics would try to compel everybody going around. I just think that it could have been a cool dynamic. But I like that they threw this in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary as hell. And if a couple seconds late to the show and this is the first thing you saw, I would have been like, what show am I watching? Where's Vampire Diaries? Mm-hmm. It was really, really interesting. So.
And that's how it used to start back in the beginning with these little scary things.
Teasers.
People dying and being eaten, and I loved that. I mean, well, okay, that sounds really crazy when I say that.
We're learning a lot about Katie tonight,
but it's fun to, like, I think the scary stuff is fun and the mystery, and I don't know, I like it.
I like it too, I agree.
I like it, and like Roxy said, I think it was great that they included this, and it's great that Alaric was then teaching a full classroom full of students who were wondering about this, and he says that ghost towns are something that college kids are so into. And I remember being in college and during Halloween Town, us Googling like a list of the most haunted places in the area and driving around at night to these abandoned houses like idiots. And, you know, I'm glad nothing like that ever happened, but, you know, it's just like, it's so true that college kids, you tell them a town is shut down and deserted, they're going to be like, ooh, what crazy thing happened?
Yeah.
And they're going to go look for it. So I thought that was great, too. But all the while, Caroline has been kidnapped. Oh, did you have some?
What were you going to say?
I wanted to make a public apology to Boo69Bees, who says, I hate it when they say my name is Boobies without the 69. It makes me cringe.
I said it with the 69 because I know.
So this is my public apology. I'm very sorry, Boo69Bees.
Why does 69 make it any less bad? Okay, I love your name. It's amazing.
It's Boo, middle name 69, last name Bees, maybe.
Oh, well, that's just a really silly coincidence.
Anyway.
Anyways, so all this time, Caroline has still been kidnapped, and people don't know about it at first. And so we come up with a plan. Well,
she's so hot when she's in fight or flight mode.
She's like, being tortured.
When we saw last year with her crimped hair and all that, she's just got it going on. And then this year whenever she's being tortured, I'm like, girl's got it.
Girl's got it going on.
Yeah. She's also just very talented. And I love her on the show. I would just die without her.
Yeah, she definitely has to stay on the show. But she starts out with, you know, we know Enzo has kidnapped her. And so Enzo starts out with her and is tying her up with the vervain ropes. And she's trying to get him to be like, hey, why did you choose this side? You know, trying to sweet talk him. Like, oh my gosh, Enzo, it hurts so bad.
And he falls for it.
And he falls for it.
Not only does he fall for it, but he falls for her. Prediction.
He falls for her.
See, that's what I don't think. I don't think he chose Lily's side, even though whatever he says later on in the episode. I really think he's still Team Enzo.
Yeah, but and where does that make him lie between the two?
Well, because he just doesn't know who to trust. So he's just testing out these waters because he feels like he's tested out the other waters with the other guys. He tells Damon later, you know, you guys have chose your friends over me. So he's testing out these waters and seeing how this plays out.
Mm-hmm. Which is a very fair statement for him to say to Damon. You know, they have chosen themselves over him multiple times.
Yeah, but I think that Caroline is a weakness for him, and we've always seen that. We've seen the two of them flirting, and I think he doesn't want to hurt her.
Well, he even said that he liked her.
And he told Valerie. Yeah. He tells Valerie, I care for her, so.
And last season he told Caroline that he cared for her, but that she chose Stefan. Mm-hmm.
Oops. Sorry, I was going to save some of these quotes for news and gossip later, but I found this article on people.com with Michael Malarkey, who plays Enzo, and he's talking about his character and his mental status right now and why he chose which side. And one of the things that stood out for me was that he says if shit hits the fan and Enzo had to choose between killing someone else and killing Damon, he'd choose the other person. Mm-hmm. So I think it still goes in there with Enzo might have chosen this side, but he still has a connection to these people. And it's not going to be an instant turnoff for him. And so when he sees Caroline, especially someone who he did or does still care for, being tortured, he's going to have a soft spot for her no matter what.
That's why he can't fully be on the other team.
I think that one of two things is happening here. Number one, he either is legitimately feeling torn and he wants to be Team Lily, but he kind of is still on the other team. Or number two, he is fully Team Caroline and Damon, and he is using himself as a plant, and he's trying to get all the information and knowledge, and that's why this whole thing with Lily, like, I feel like there's a 0% possibility he actually likes Lily, that he's really just trying to get in her good graces and figure out what's going on. He's still in love with Caroline, and, well, I'll save it for predictions.
Well, maybe he doesn't like her, but that was more of a, like, you know, you're my mom figure.
I feel like he's trying. I think he's trying to make Lily.
Says I don't want to be one of your kids.
He's like in love with her.
Yeah, of course.
And maybe. Well, you saw at the end when Lily kind of like touched her own hand. Yeah. She's like, oh, he loves me.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know. So maybe he wants her to think that.
Well, now I'm thinking, Roxy, you're probably right. He's totally pulling one over on
her. He wants to save the day.
He wants to save
and
the
be
day.
Back in the other side's good graces.
Well, and be a serious part of the team.
Mm-hmm. Well, something else that he said in this interview was, well, he teases some sparky romance store between our romance stuff in store between Enzo and another character, as well as a fight scene.
A character we've seen before, or it doesn't
It just says between him and a character, and then tonight Lily. We see him with Lily. And my thought process behind this is that I could actually believe him having a thing for Lily, because one of the things I never could understand last season or anything was Enzo knew Lily for all of, what, like a day? Mm-hmm. And yeah, she saved his life, but after that, she disappeared. He has no other connection with her or her family. So I was like, why is Enzo so loyal to her besides her being the one to turn him? And why does he want to be a part of this family or be with her and help her do these things other than maybe there is something more, like, hey, you're the woman who saved my life. Like, I'm now in love with, like, what's that called? Like, hero syndrome or
some kind of.
Do you guys think that Lily actually cares for him? Like, you know, she
I
asked
think now she's like, well, he's kind of hot, I guess.
She's like, oh, I haven't thought about myself like that in a while. She's I've been so busy taking care of my family.
Lily's going to get some.
She could probably use some.
Yeah. I just feel like she's smarter than having a distraction like that. I mean, she's crazier.
But, like, her husband, even before she turned into a vampire, treated her so poorly. Like, she hasn't felt romance or anything. So I feel like that's the perfect.
Don't know that.
From what I feel like we've seen, at least, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think Enzo uses the perfect tactic of manipulation because he knows it's something that's been missing from her life, and that's where he can get her.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I also want to talk about Caroline with Mary Louise, Nora, and Valerie. Mm-hmm. So those three sisters are like the wicked witches of everywhere. Because I don't know which one is worse, because each one tells you the other one is worse than them. So where are you guys feeling in this sister triangle? I see two very excited faces.
I still think Valerie is the nice one.
No.
Really?
Always the quiet ones. You gotta be careful for her.
I just feel like she still wants... I don't know. I have a feeling she's gonna turn on them.
Yeah. I think the one that we thought was the mean one, which is Nora, the dark-haired one, mm-hmm. that she's actually the nicest one. The one that seems the worst is the best.
I am agreeing with you, although for the longest time the whole episode I thought it was Valerie. But
me too.
I changed my mind.
They totally got me on that one. I was like, oh.
I don't know.
See, yeah. I knew Valerie had a little temper because last week, the first time we saw her walking down the street and like, yeah, she got hit by a car and they tried to run and flee, but she was like, I'm going to get vengeance for this. Like, she had that deep anger inside of her where it's like, okay, you a little twisted, girlfriend.
Well, it was the other ones that made her, though, because she could have killed them right then and there. I don't know.
My money's on Valerie being the worst. And then we also find out, you know, in them kind of all torturing Caroline in their own way when Valerie seems like she's doing the nice thing by putting a spell so that Caroline can't be touched, but we learn later on that she also has Stefan's diary.
That's true.
She's acting like a crazy girl because back on July 15th of
1863.
It was a great year for wine. and Stefan saw her.
Which is the year before he was a vampire.
That's what I was going to ask. So it's pre-vamp.
It's pre-vamp. And Stefan's seen her since then, right? And doesn't remember who she is.
Maybe Valerie's trying to be all nice with Caroline because of that. Now thinking about it.
I think she's still trying to get to Stefan.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you know how she acted like she was the nice one. Maybe, you know, how girls play.
Yeah.
If he doesn't remember who she is, it's because he's been compelled. And he was probably compelled pre-being a vampire. Which means she probably did something very bad to him. That she didn't want him to remember her for.
More flashbacks.
Yeah.
More flashbacks.
Yes. Definitely.
But ultimately, she's acting like a crazy ex right now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to take a minute to tell you guys about this awesome show called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's airing on the CW on Monday nights. It just premiered this week. And it's basically this love story. No, I'm just joking. So, you know, you have the girl meets boy. Boy breaks up with girl. Girl follows him across the country to basically stalk him, and it's a hilarious new show on the CW, and I mean, we all have been there before with crazy exes, if you were the ex that was crazy, or maybe you had that crazy ex. I'm not gonna share which side of that I'm on.
Definitely both.
Yeah, I mean, you can just look at Roxy and tell. So make sure you guys go check out that show. You know, it's the reason why we're able to give these podcasts to you guys free of charge, because of awesome sponsors like this. So make sure you check out CW, Monday nights, The Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
And support CW Network, yeah, Vampire Diaries fans.
In general, Vampire Diaries fans. My TV's on CW every night of the week.
Me too.
So we got Crazy Valerie out of the way. And then we have our Steriline moments tonight, which I know that we all had some feels about, I think.
Yeah.
So Stefan finally is able to get into the house, and then, you know, he's there, and they're having this fun, flirty vibe, and then he's like, you're a damsel in distress, I'm gonna pick you up and carry you out, and then he can't even touch her without it burning like vervain, and I felt so bad for them in that moment.
I love his comment that it was gonna be hard for her to resist the skin on skin.
Yeah.
See, and that's why they're such a cute couple.
How on earth can you say that, though, or get even close to being invested in this relationship, which I was finally coming around to? You guys know I'm the biggest Steriline fan of all time, drink. that's what I now, you know, Clara. No, I'm the biggest, Claroline fan of all time, but I was really becoming a Steriline fan here. I was. They were getting me, and now we find out she has a fiance in 3 years that isn't Stefan. I feel like this show is effing with us right now, and I it's kind of hurting my feelings.
Well, Caroline can get a little moody, you know, so maybe they fought and something bad, quote unquote, happened, not really that bad, and then, you know, she's mad at him.
No, what if it has to do with Valerie?
Oh. Maybe it does. Maybe they fall back in love. Maybe eventually she does end up with him. I don't know. But she has a fiance right now. I can't even say it anymore. It's going to be Enzo. She's going to end up with Enzo, which I actually think would be a really cute couple. But why am I spending time with her with Stefan then? I don't want to see this right now if they're not going to end up together.
I feel like whatever it is, the reason why they aren't the people who are engaged 3 years from now, it's for a very good reason of Stefan probably being Stefan and doing the noble thing to save her life or to keep her out of harm's way, and maybe she doesn't know about it type of thing.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know. I just kept on thinking, I was like, I'm sorry, is Caroline the new Elena? Like, the damsel in distress? It's like, oh no, Elena's being tortured again and she's kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like, Caroline's always the one that, I mean, she's been kidnapped a few times, but she's usually gotten out of it herself.
Mm-hmm.
Or had a little help, but Elena was always the weak one, and now I'm like, okay, we need another damsel in distress. So.
You know what bothered me? What you said. I don't know if it took that long or if it didn't take that long for Stefan to get her out of the house, but now thinking back on it, that whole scene was just like, oh my god, save me, I love you, blah, 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 but it took so, like you were saying, it was taking forever.
You've been kidnapped.
Yeah, like, get out of there now.
Don't dilly dally.
Okay, yeah. But in their defense, also, when Stefan comes back to the house later and finds Damon, he's like, you left. Why did you leave?
Mm-hmm.
Stefan thought that Damon was still down there with Enzo, taking care of things, that they had time because they knew that the family had just left for the funeral services. So they were going to be gone for hours. So, I can't touch her. Okay, let's go find something, wrap it up. And then he didn't know that Enzo was going to be downstairs, like, signing over the deed to the housekeeper.
How do you do that, like, that in 1 minute?
I mean, he's a vampire.
Yeah.
Basically.
What, did he call them really quick or something?
No, I don't think he called them. I think he just kind of handled it. Like, the deed was right there. Lily had left it on the table. But she showed it to Damon earlier in the day.
Don't you have to, just keep signing it off?
Yeah, don't you have to go sign through it over. Somebody, though?
We're going to give them the liberty on this show.
Yeah, I feel like at some point Matt would have needed to be involved to sign up, like, since he was the deed owner at that moment. But we're going to let them slide on this one.
But one thing I don't want to let them slide on is that, like, these characters have picked up things that have vervain on it, and they hold it, and it hurts. He could have vamped out of their speed holding her. It would have hurt. But
I don't know, because they were, like, injecting her with vervain repeatedly and a lot of it. So, and she had a spell on her that made her, like, untouchable top of that.
There were so many things he could have done. There are so many things. An oven, put on mitts, and carry her out. Anything.
That's why you got the jacket.
You finally put the jacket on, yeah.
Yeah, but it's too late. Like, don't finally anything. I think this story could very well turn into what it was always, a love triangle. But instead of it being the brothers, now it's going to be Stefan and Enzo, and it's going to be Caroline instead of Elena. And so we begin again.
That's what it is, I think.
Did you have something to add, Katie?
I think that's interesting. I could see it doing that.
Stefan and Enzo, in a way, are Sami brothers. Like, Damon's always considered Enzo a brother, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. the tagline of this story has been two brothers in love with the same girl. That's not what it was anymore. Stefan wasn't in love with Elena anymore. Sorry, Katie. And and now they're going in a different direction, but same story.
Well, he'll still always be in love with her.
Yeah, he'll always love her. I agree. You know how I feel about that.
Tea.
Yes. Sorry, I was letting you guys just go with that one. So then we also have Damon over here who, in the middle of their saving Caroline, he leaves because Enzo's like, yeah, they're going to go bury Malcolm in the family crypt because Lily, you know, you aren't Lily's family. You were just her relatives. And they have this whole spat about what family is. Mm. And then he leaves to go because he's like, no, it's being protected. But we know that they're heretics and they can cipher magic. So he gets there, and Elena's body is nowhere to be found. And Lily has put a cloaking spell over the body and is basically like, look, I own your ass now, so you're going to give me what I want.
I'm starting to really hate her.
Me too.
Like, I never really have before. I thought maybe she was just, you know, she's crazy. I knew that, but I'm starting to really just dislike.
You know what I hate about her? How calm she is.
That's what I was just going to say.
That's the most chilling part.
Annie Wershing is so freaking good. Mm-hmm. Like, when you are fighting with somebody who isn't fighting back that way and is just so calm, you want to sock them in the face. That's how I feel about her every second. Yep. That's how you know she's good.
When Damon went over to the house and, you know, told her, oh, it was me who killed Malcolm, and, you know, her, she has, like, no emotion.
She doesn't react. She just sits there and is like, okay.
But you can see it in her eyes.
Yes. You see the wheels turning all the time, and sometimes the silent people are the ones that are, you know, the most deadly and crazy, because you don't know what's going on in their mind. At least, like, if I have an outburst like Damon, Damon is so easy to read because everything's on his face, everything's in his emotions and actions. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, one of the good things we did get out of this whole interaction is we learned that Lily, whether she was a good mom or not, is still to be proven, I guess, back in the day before she turned. When Damon and Stefan were kids, to punish them, she used to take away their toys because other things didn't work on them. So she always took away their toys. And that's how we come to the conclusion that that's what she's trying to do. She now has Caroline, which is Stefan's prized possession right now, and Elena, who is Damon's prized possession right now. And so now they have to go and fight just like her, because they've been coming at her in their typical way instead of thinking like, okay, this isn't working on her. What is going to affect her? So basically, they're taking her own parenting technique and using it on her now.
Yeah, that was my favorite moment of the entire episode, when Damon turns to her and says, she's not a toy soldier, talking about Elena, and she responds, Malcolm's not a vase. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The stakes are upped. It's so sad because this is her son, and Damon just so desperately needs to be loved by a parent, and he's never going to get, I don't think we're ever going to see that. It's sad. It's really, really sad when she turns and says that. My heart breaks for him.
Yeah.
My heart breaks for both of them because a mother's, like, just to have your mom say that about you, and when she chose to leave you when you were just a child.
And when she said that Malcolm was my
eldest son. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Everyone in the chat wants to say also that Damon's the one who broke her out of the prison world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What an ungrateful little biatch.
Yeah, and I spoke to Annie Wershing a few weeks ago. I wrote an article about her. I'll post it again on Twitter, but she gave me, like, a lot of really good stuff, and she just said that with, like, Damon being the eldest son, there's going to be a lot of parallels, and that the Enzo thing isn't going to be so cut and dry. And that
we can see that coming right now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that her character, it's like that she's honest to God coming from a good place. She does not mean malice, even though it seems like she does, because she's doing all this stuff.
She was in here on this frickin' show, too, and I was like, I know you have to say that as an actress who's playing a character, you have to convince yourself you're good, but girlfriend, you're not.
I think it's a case of she thinks she's doing good in her mind, mm-hmm. but she's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Well, basically, because we're running low on time, because we could talk about this show for hours, basically what ends up happening is Damon and Stefan finally realize, hey, we got to play mama's game. And
she's pinning us against each
other. Yeah, she's pinning them against each other. So they have to figure out a way. So it sounds like what's going to happen is Damon and Stefan are going to pretend like they're in a huge fight and that they hate each other. And that Damon is now being banished because Lily's like, I have Elena's body. You're leaving town. Get as far away as possible. But what he's actually going to be doing is looking for Oscar, who we keep hearing about. But no one knows where he is or what he's up to. So
how did he get away from them?
That's why I feel like he's dead and she's lying and that's why she wants
him. Well, no, because Lily just keeps saying that
he's off doing.
Because when they came alive last at the end of the season finale, I'm pretty sure there were six of them. I mean, we didn't see people's faces because I don't think anyone had been cast yet. But there was enough of them to equal out Oscar's here.
Mm-hmm. He's looking for the stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's looking for the stone.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I don't know. It's so weird that we haven't seen him on his journey at all.
Well, because we have a lot of stuff going on here now. And we're flashing forward to 3 years in the future with Caroline working a great job as, like, a news producer and her assistant and her both getting attacked. And I know there's a lot of talk about maybe Caroline was the hunter at the end of last episode. But I don't think that's the case, and she just got shot in the chest with a wood stake at the end of this episode.
But we've seen people get shot in the chest just...
Oh, yeah, I don't think she's dead, but...
Poor Tony. Tony got killed.
Yeah, poor Tony. And the fact that he got hit, I was like, wait, is he a vampire too? Or was he just collateral damage?
Yeah, collateral damage. He's just damage. He's just trying to be a good assistant.
Because he went down and died, like... Very, very quick.
Yeah.
She's doing that vampy thing where it's like, ooh, am I gonna die? I'm not sure.
I'm not turning to stone dust yet, so.
She just didn't seem as vampy to me in the future. Like, the 3 years in the future, maybe we're just used to her seeing her in a different way, but she didn't seem as vampire-esque to me.
I will agree with you on that.
I think that it's just because she seemed so in her atmosphere there. And usually Caroline, this Caroline today, wouldn't have seemed to be in a normal environment if she'd been there.
I love that they put her in that environment because she said she wanted to be an anchor back in high school.
Right. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool too.
And she gets to boss people around, which she's very good at.
I wonder if she moved up the ranks really quick or if she compelled somebody to get that job.
Well, see, that's the thing with what Sam said about her not seeming very vampy in the future. There was a point when she turned to her Tony and was like, I never want to hear Stefan's name mentioned again, but it didn't do a sort of, I'm compelling you to not say his name ever again. And I was expecting that. I was like, ooh, like, is it that serious that you got to compel him to do that? And then it didn't happen.
Is it possible that she would become human again?
Anything's possible.
I'd say at this point.
If she was a human, this person, their vampire hunter wouldn't have hunted her and she would have been shot with a gun.
But we don't know why they're being hunted. It could be for information that they know about, and
but
that's
why. If she was human, are you going to put a stake through her heart?
They don't know that she's human?
I don't know. It's fishy.
So many questions. I do have one other thing I wanted to mention for news and gossip before we get to predictions really quick. Predictions. So in the same article, this article on people.com is just full of great information. And it's all about Michael Malarkey. And his EP, Knots, is coming out on November 20th. So make sure you guys all download that because, you know, he's Enzo. And even though we don't know how to feel about him right now, he's still hot.
So dreamy.
And in here it says that currently his wife, Nadine Lewington, is filming her new CW show, Containment, which is also co-created by Julie Plex. So it's going to be, we're keeping it all in the family. And I thought that was really cute. And they have a 20-month-old son that he's kind of taken over daddy duty while she's filming that. And they're both working right now. And it's both on Julie Plex shows. And it's just like, aw. Everyone dates everyone on these on Julie's shows. I need to get cast so that I can, like, just date everybody and be happy.
What an awesome life. That sounds like just a great life.
Yeah.
So I think he just seems great in general.
His jawline is just fantastic.
Yeah. All right, so now let's quickly go through and figure out some predictions for next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
we saw a preview, but I don't even know what happened, what was going on in that. There was like some man and some, and Damon, and they were arguing and fighting and hitting happened. And
it seems to be all about the Phoenix Stone.
Yeah.
They're focusing on that. I forget which one of you guys said this, but somebody in here is predicting that Matt is the fiance, and one of you also said that too. So shout out about that. I'd say, yeah, Phoenix Stone, if it's up for grabs, I mean, we could start bringing back people from anywhere. This is how we could bring back so many different characters. Mm-hmm. Scary.
I have a feeling if Alaric brings Joe back with that stone, she's going to... I just feel like she's going to be maybe evil, or something bad is going to happen to her, because obviously we saw those flash...
Yeah, we saw the sort of...
So I feel like the people who... Or if they do bring back people, they're going to be, like, crazy.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, like, something's going to be crazy about them. So that's my reaction.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree that something's not going to be right, obviously, anytime you bring anyone back from the dead. I still want to see Bonnie and Damon moments. Even though, like, I was so against this to begin with, I just... Damon is so much fun to watch. I don't want to see him without anybody.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You are Baymaning?
Yeah, I am. Me too. I'm Baymaning.
I am, too.
Because what,
as
we're
friends,
just...
friends, yes.
Whatever, we're going to see him chase Elena's freaking dead, lifeless body, like, forever?
That's
no,
what love
you.
Is. Not forever. For, like, 60 years, he can't be
yeah,
with somebody.
Yeah, but I don't have 60 years, and I want to see him with someone, not waiting for
I did
her.
Like that he protected Bonnie tonight. You know, Lily knew that he couldn't have acted alone in killing Malcolm, and he was like, no, I'm actually smart enough to do that. Like, he never gave up her name, which was nice.
And they're sharing everything, which could be just a best friend thing, but I like to see them leaning on each other and telling each other everything like that.
Me too.
Could go either way.
Never know.
Yeah.
I know.
Roxy is not feeling the Bane.
What if they just have a moment?
In all seriousness, when I was at Comic-Con and I got to talk to the creators of the show, they said that F no, they weren't going to do it. They're not going to, at least for now, they have no Bane romantic plans, because I'm sure they think that the fans would kill them, which I would. Not really. Come on,
if this
show.
Was in, like, 10, 15 years from now, I could see a Bayman relationship blossoming from the creators. But I agree, it's way too soon. The audience isn't ready. Like, we just spent all this time convincing the audience to love Damon and Elena together instead of Damon and instead of Elena and Stefan together. And as we get used to that, now you want us to want Damon with Bonnie? Like, that, it's just too quick of a... Yeah. Switch.
We've only had Elena gone for 2 episodes, so that's way too soon. And you know what I think is crazy about this show is making me feel really nervous about Elena's character. And she's not in it anymore, but I'm like, oh my God, what did they do with her?
Being dangled in front of her and being used as, like, bait for people. And
where do you guys think that Lily has her hiding out?
Underwater, she said.
Yeah,
right? Did she actually? You think that's what she actually did? She just.
I think she's just chilling at the house,
which is one of the scariest things that the show's ever done. We went underwater in the box with Stefan.
Oh yeah,
I think that Joe is the hunter still, because, like you said, I said it last week. I think that they're going to bring her back, but it's going to be something wrong, and she's going to be a hunter, and she's that person that is attacking Stefan and Damon. And I'm really nervous to see with Oscar. I think he's going to be really strong and really scary, because Lily has so much control over these heretics, and it drives me crazy because she could tell them to do whatever. And yeah, they have a little attitude, but they still do it. Mm-hmm. And to have faith in one of them just going off and doing whatever the task is, if he is really going to do something, finding the stone, whatever he's doing, she has faith that he's going to control himself. But he's scary, I think. When we finally meet him, I think he's going to be, like, this strong, scary one.
I thought we saw him in the scenes from next week, and he just looked like this nerdy guy. Was that someone else?
It was him.
Yeah.
Did they say Oscar?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive that
he did not look scary.
He was
that,
like, Asian, nerdy dude.
I didn't think he looked necessarily nerdy. He just didn't look intimidating.
Yeah.
Which maybe is the point.
Wait, that can't be him, though. If he's telling them about the stone... He should be getting the stone for Lily.
Yeah, but I think it's him. I think that...
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I ever heard him actually say Oscar. Yeah. I think it's set up to make that look like it was Oscar. He was talking about the stone, but it could have been one of Alaric's friends who had told him about the stone in the first place. But make sure you guys at home let us know what you think is going to happen and let us know your predictions and what you love about the show. Where can they find you guys on social media?
You guys can find me at Jordana_Morphin on Instagram and on Twitter.
And you guys can find me at samdavidsonentertainment.com or at samd43 on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter at KDEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Instagram and Twitter. And how about you, Miss Foxy Roxy?
You guys can find me at Roxy Stryer. And even if I'm not here every week, I promise you I'm still watching the show. I love it. So I'll be tweeting about it. And make sure you keep in touch there.
And make sure you follow all of AfterBuzz TV's shows and all the podcasts we do every week at AfterBuzz TV. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for joining.
And for the originals later tonight.
And originals in an hour.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Swabbies, what do you got there? Oh, it's the
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.